It's recording.
All right. Look at that. It's not even 7:30. We're not even half an hour late, boys. Good job.
It's 7:29. Like, it's like,
well, now it's now, yeah, now it's 7:30. But we started recording less than half an hour late. By a minute. Or by about 12 seconds. But still.
Still counts.
Still counts. Did anybody write a summary? I'm guessing not.
No.
Not even close. All right.
Picard's old.
Too young for this track. The search for booty.
Well, you have come to the right place. I have the perfect sexy cakes. What do you think?
2 years ago, we set off on a mission to introduce Tyler
to strange new episodes.
To boldly go where several podcasts have probably gone before.
But then, a while back, Troy mentioned there was this one time on Star Trek where everyone was wearing a thong for no reason, and now we have a new mission.
To watch the one with the thongs.
But getting there is gonna be a little tricky, because Tyler doesn't know which episode that is.
I did narrow it down to 50 episodes, though, so we'll get there eventually.
Previously on Star Trek, there's like this Borg queen and Picard died, but then he woke up in a totalitarian regime, but then he went back in time and then he made the Borg queen out of his friend and she's a nice Borg queen now and everything's okay. I watched all of season 2 of Star Trek Picard season 2 today for anyone who is listening to this and my brain is melted out of my ears.
Did you like it? You loved
No, I thought it was bad. I thought it was very poorly written. I thought it had way too many plot lines. The whole second episode where they're like, what if Nazi planet? Unnecessary, because the whole point is they go back. They didn't need to go to Nazi planet to go back in time. They could have, you could have just put them back in time. Why'd they have to go to Nazi planet first? I guess they had to pick up the Borg queen so that they could make a good Borg queen who would do nothing for 400 years. I guess that was important.
Yep. How'd you like it compared to the first season? Do you think it was improving or getting worse?
I think that the first season started strong and then just did nothing with its premise. I think this one was just like too many premises all at once all the way through. So I don't know which of those is better. I'm not sure.
I have a theory that it's worse. Because they have to go back and rely on nostalgia now.
Yeah, yeah. For season 3, you mean?
Yeah.
I just, you know, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to figure out where to turn off my camera, because
it's the little camera.
It's the little camera. I don't have a little camera. If I saw a little camera, MC, don't you think I would... Okay, well, you could just block my camera. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Just take it away from me.
I did it.
Oh, this little camera down here.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I season 2 was fine. It was not as terrible as I was expecting it to be from what I had heard about it and from how much season 1 soured over time for me. But watching it today, it was just like it just at every point felt like there was too much going on. Now, granted, I was also only paying like 20% attention to it. So, some of that's my fault, but even when I asked you guys questions or tried to look up answers online, it seemed like they were throwing so many ideas together at once that a lot of things didn't have necessarily like super exciting answers. Like, why Will Wheaton was there to recruit a clone of Soong? That was weird.
Because he was available that day.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
pretty much.
I knew Will Wheaton was going to be in it, and I literally, as that scene happened, I told Becky what I thought was happening the whole time was that I thought the reason that Q didn't have his powers was because Q thought he was orchestrating this whole thing, but it was actually Will Wheaton orchestrating the whole thing. But that wasn't it. He was just there for a side character who never met our main characters or interacted with them in any meaningful way.
So
that's weird.
Wesley is a time cop is what I got from it. And they were kind of trying to tie a lot of plot threads together, which I think could be interesting explored in a novel series. but it was a lot to kind of shove into this one season and try to make it work as a whole.
Right.
It's like trying to summarize all of TNG in one season. You know, it's like there's too many things.
Yeah. And
I enjoyed it for what it was.
The time cop aspect, though, what bothers me about that is it wasn't actually connected to the story at all. Like the closest it was that we found out that the Romulan lady was one of Wesley's agents, I guess. But still, like, it was just, he wasn't actually a part of the story. And I assumed when everyone was like, oh my God, Will Wheaton's in Picard at the end, I was like, oh, okay. So we're going to find out that him being a time cop has been what's actually pulling the strings the whole time, which is why Q doesn't have his powers, is because Wesley's actually the one in control of like this time bubble, as opposed to Q being in charge, which would have made sense instead of it being that he has no powers because he's dying, but does still have powers to send them back to the future. Even though he just had no powers.
Yeah.
He had to walk across San Francisco to find Guinan because he didn't have any powers. But he had enough powers to send them back to the future and to bring the Eleanor kid back from the dead. Anyway.
Physics are weird, man.
Welcome to Too Young for This Trek's special Picard Season 3 Episode 1 special, where Troy talks a lot about season 2 at the beginning, but it's because I watched all of it today so that I could talk about season 3 episode 1 with you fine folks. I'm Troy. Tyler's not here right now because his internet dropped out. Eric, despite having bad internet, is here. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
It goes. And MC's here too in Australia. MC, I've always heard Australia has bad internet, but you seem to have great internet.
You have way better internet than us. I think it's a myth, like American propaganda.
It's weird.
Propaganda.
It's kind of weird. We have slower internet, but it's more stable, I think. It's weird.
That's reliable's a worthy thing for internet to be, I think.
Yes.
Australians have bad internet because their internet lines are always getting chewed up by drop bears. That's what I've heard. I don't know if Tyler's coming
back. Should we try to get Tyler? Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Hey.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
I switched to my phone internet because it's still too far from there. Yeah.
Well. Okay, whatever works.
Yep.
Season 3, episode 1 is called The Next Generation.
Oh, and am I mistaken that they played
the
theme to TNG?
This is going to be a very interesting podcast with you two boys having such bad internet right now.
Sorry.
I didn't notice that they played the next gen theme, but I'm sure they did.
They did.
That makes sense.
They did the four notes thing twice.
It was technically the motion picture theme, not to be that guy, you know, pushing my glasses.
Actually,
up my nose,
Eric,
right now, but
you forgot to say, well, actually, at the start of that.
Well, actually.
But
oh, man, I like that show.
Which show?
But yeah, it's
how's it well actually? Show? What's well actually?
It's actually it's a part of I can't remember Dimension. It's the guys with like the Dimension 20 and stuff.
I know those boys.
Yeah,
but we're not here to talk
so
about.
Since you mentioned
actually,
the music,
we're here to talk about. Go ahead, Eric.
God damn it. I'm so sorry, guys. Okay, so since we brought up the music, I'll go ahead and get it out of the way. I freaking loved the music throughout this episode. It wasn't just the TNG theme, which, again, it was more like the motion picture theme, which TNG ripped off of. But they had moments from the First Contact soundtrack, spoiler for Tyler, I guess. and there was just a lot of great musical cues throughout this. I don't know what it was, but whoever did the music on this, like, really nailed it. Like, the nostalgia totally worked for me on this one.
I didn't notice the music in particular, honestly, but I think that that's a good thing in this case, because it just felt like Star Trek music to me. Like, this felt very comfortable.
They were very intentional with their choices. Like a warm blanket. Yeah. Yeah, it works.
Let's see. You know what? Can we talk about there's two different plots happening here, and I think we should get Raffi out of the way first, because the two different plots have nothing to do with each other.
Yet. Or do they?
Or do, I mean, they might later, but they,
yeah,
don't,
they almost certainly
episode.
Have something to do with each other.
They better.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming right. Whoever's after Crusher is the one with the super weapon. But anyways.
Well, they use the super. Okay. Raffi, we meet her. She's like, shit, I'm on drugs again. Hey, buddy, will you sell
me
some drugs and or some secrets so I can get back into Starfleet? And he's like, the Red Lady. And she's like, all right, cool. And then spends the whole episode trying to figure out what the Red Lady is.
With Google searches.
Forgetting that a giant goddamn statue, a giant red statue of a woman was recently erected. And then she goes and she's like, hey, I think you're about to be blown up by terrorists. And then the building gets blown up by terrorists. The end.
Yeah, that's pretty much all of Ravi's. She's just Googling half the time.
Yeah, but she's also just like sad and depressed. I can't tell how much is an act. But I don't know if her and Seven are still a thing, or they weren't really a thing in season two, even though they were supposed to be.
I had a roller coaster with that, because in season two, their whole arc in season two is that they're like broken up because Seven's too up her butt about being a Borg. And then at the end, they do a big smooch and I cheer. And then she starts this off by being like, my girlfriend dumped me. And I'm like, oh, that's so sad. I hope this is an act. And then it was an act. And I was like, yay. And then she's very sad. And so I was like, oh, well, maybe I cheered too early.
Yeah.
That whole, I'm glad that it was an act, because that would have been a very terrible way to treat her character after everything else from the last couple seasons. You know, down on her luck, you know, got kicked out of Starfleet again or whatever.
I think that's basically been her character the entire show, because the first season, she's on drugs and her son doesn't like her. And then the second season, she forgot she had a real son and her adopted son is dead.
Well, I feel like this was the writers telling us, like, they're not going to retread that. Like, they're acknowledging that was her past and she's moved forward. So I hope that's the case.
Real quick, the one thing
you mentioned, the statue. Okay, sorry.
No. Hang on, Eric. You've opened up the Raffi door and we're going to walk on through it before we get back to the statue. The one thing that gives me horrible pause is the way that she looked down at the drugs. Like, she had drugs in her hand, and when she looked down on them, it wasn't like, drugs, I'm past that. It was like, oh, drugs, which I think is very realistic, but it makes me really worried that they're gonna be like, here's the dramatic story for this episode or this season is Raffi's gonna fall off the wagon, and that would bum me out.
Yeah.
Tyler, you were starting to say something about Raffi too. You have a Raffi just, thought.
Just let her be happy. Like, come on.
It's Raffi, the musician. Tyler, are you here? Tyler, can you? Okay, we lost Tyler. Eric, tell me about the Red Lady.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Nope.
So the statue is actually referenced to an episode that we haven't watched on this podcast yet. So I'm going to try to not give it away.
Eric, Tyler's,
you know,
not here. We
is?
Can talk about it. Yeah, it's the captain of the Enterprise C. I had to look it up because I was like, I know that name, but I can't think of who it
Enterprise.
Is.
Yep. That's so awesome. This is like the first
that
time
one time
she's
that Star Trek The Next Generation jumped into like a freaking neo-Nazi timeline. Oh, wait. Okay. In season two, when Q is like, this is the terminus. That's true. But Q says at the start of season two, he's like, this
it was
is
a
like
dark timeline,
the,
but
the
not,
terminus went, of the road not yeah. taken or something like that. I was like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. Are they going to like have the super fascist timeline is somehow a follow-up of the Picard is a blue shirt timeline? Like, that don't make any sense, but is that what he's saying? Oh. And instead it was like a road not taken that had nothing to do with 400 years ago. Like, that line bothered me because yeah. it made it sound like it was something to do with a decision Picard made at some point rather than something involving his hand. Anyway, no. We're not here to talk about Picard season two.
But since you brought it up, the one thing that bothered me about season two of Picard, because overall I did like it, even though it was cheesy and all over the place. The one thing that did bother me was that it was about Picard finally dealing with this childhood trauma. And it's like, you had a counselor on your ship for 7 years and you never brought this up. You never delved into this defining moment of your life. It just felt weird because he's in his
90s. I would go even further and say yeah. that this defining moment of your life never actually had any impact on your life ever that we've seen before. We've seen how many hundreds of hours with this character? Maybe not hundreds
well,
of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
but
hundreds
of hours.
He locked
it away
and
in a
yeah,
box,
but
basically.
He was dealing with this defining trauma that they introduced this season. That felt a yeah. little lame to me. Again, if this was building off his whole getting stabbed through the heart thing, that could make some sense. There would be a place for this to be building from.
That would
but having
awesome.
It be a trauma that they just introduce and then solve was odd to me. Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
What do you think about Raffi?
I think she's sad and they should stop making her be sad.
I know. I want her to have a happy time.
Yeah.
Why is she working for Section 31? Sorry.
I just want them to remember that she has a son and then they make up.
I think that ship has sailed. She has a new son now and his name is Never Seen a Cat, which if you translate it into Romulan is Elnor.
Yeah.
And that
and they kicked him off the show and he's not coming back.
Yeah. They're never resolving that.
It's so fucking wild that they killed yeah. him off and then revived yeah. him and then kicked him off. Like, what the fuck?
It doesn't make
yeah,
any sense.
How did yeah. that happen? That is like such a massive fail of like production that you didn't have to revive him.
Yeah. You know what? I think Picard what? Is like the Star Wars sequels because JJ did 7, right? And then Rian Johnson mm-hmm. did something totally different with 8. And then they had to kind of figure out how to tie that all together for the last one. And it was like,
so they just used nostalgia. Together, but you're kind of right.
With that in mind, do we have anything else to talk about yeah. with Raffi before we get into the way more interesting side of the story? Final thoughts. Tyler, you already said she's sad. You don't want to be sad. Eric,
MC
do you think
really
that
commented.
The statue's cool? MC, tell me your thoughts about the Raffi arc.
How they destroyed that building and just like dumped it next to it where it was kind of cool.
It was kind of
very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that was
it was very cool. Was they used a big portal gun.
Very cool. Yeah.
I loved that. When the building starts sinking to the ground, I was like, oh, that's a scary weapon. And then suddenly you realize, oh, it's not sinking to the ground, it's falling through a portal. Oh no.
Yeah.
And then the portal opens up like 30 seconds later, like 50 meters away in the air.
Just
it's
a
like
a little to the left.
Yeah. At first I was like, I don't want a super weapon. And then I was like, at least it's a cool super weapon.
It's original. Yeah.
Good. That's a good place to end it. So jumping over to the other storyline, Picard is old and wants another adventure because this show does not have any continuity from season to season. And then just as he's thinking about how old and sad and wanting another adventure he is for the third time in a row, he gets a call from Beverly Crusher saying, yo, help me, Jean-Luc, you're my only hope. And so he and Riker steal the Titan, except they do it very badly. and Seven has to help them steal a shuttle to get away from her asshole boss. And then they meet Beverly and her son and a big ship that looks like an X-Wing made of knives. Tyler, you've made sounds.
I don't think that her boss, is a little bit of an asshole, I guess, because he like forces her to go by a name that she doesn't want to go by.
Yeah. But,
you mean Captain Redshirt?
Captain
Redshirt, yeah, right?
Yeah,
I thought he was a giant douchebag, but yeah, they totally set him up to just be. Really?
Yeah, I thought he was great. I thought he was really funny, like just like him being the straight man to them being dumbass idiots.
He threw so much shade at Picard and Riker. I was like offended for them. I was like, no, you do not talk to Riker like that.
He's like, no, we're not gonna do that. Go to your bunk beds.
He made him sleep on cadet bunks.
Well, like, I love that he called out the fact that like Picard isn't like actually like an admiral anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's
like an honorary admiral.
Yeah. He has like literally no authority.
He's straight laced and by the books, and he's like, we're not gonna go on any adventures. We are here to do the job, and we're gonna do the job straight and narrow, nothing exciting. Mm-hmm. The two things, like all that stuff, I'm like, all right, that's just kind of being, you know, that's being an asshole captain in Star Trek. But the fact that he makes Seven go by Annika, like at first when she was like Lieutenant or Commander Annika Hansen, I was like, oh, she's using her human name, that's interesting. And then she's like Captain Shaw prefers, and I was like, you fucking asshole, how dare you.
Yeah.
And then the fact that he was eating dinner before they showed up was just like such a douche nozzle move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy sucks, and I hope he dies horribly and we get to see it. And then Seven takes over as the captain of the Titan. That's like that. I'll be happy, you know. That's all I want from this season at this point. I thought the ship looked cool though. The Titan A looks amazing.
I was just gonna say, Eric, go ahead. Tell us
Neo
about the Titan.
Neo Constitution class. Enough said.
How big is it? I couldn't get a sense of scale. Did you have a sense of scale, Tyler or Eric? Is it massive or is it small again?
You know, it actually looked a little on the smaller side.
Okay.
Just from that shuttle shot, you know, but wrong.
Yeah. That my impression
That's
is that
not
it's
a bad thing.
Like, yeah, I think it's maybe not as small as the original Constitution classes, but it to me felt like it was like smaller than the Galaxy class, which I kind of like.
Yeah, it's definitely not a Galaxy class.
That's cool. I like that idea. And it's not a flagship. Like, it doesn't have to be the massive ship. It's a
right.
ship with, you know, a legacy in its name, but it's not the flagship, which is why it has a douche nozzle like Captain Shaw in charge.
But here's the really cool part. Did you see the docking bay? Like, the space dock?
I don't recall. Oh, I mean, it was the space dock.
Yeah, but it was way bigger than the last time we saw it. Like, it, like, you know, it's that it used to be just that big mushroom, and now it's like sprouting more mushrooms. It's like, I love how every time we see this space dock, it's way bigger and more elaborate. And then if you go back to the 2009, like the Abrams verse, they showed that space dock, but it's like an earlier prototype version of it where it's way smaller. So it's just kind of cool to see the evolution from there, you know?
That's a cool concept. Like, I like that it's always Earth's space dog has basically always looked the same, to the point that I think in the original movies, like the size of it changes, like without new things being attached.
Kinda inconsistent.
It's just it's the size it needs to be in whatever particular movie's happening.
Yes.
But I like that because it just always looks like Earth's space dock. I just assume they like tear it down and build a new one that's exactly the same, but scaled up times 10 or whatever.
Right.
The new one's buried somewhere inside.
Oh, it's like one of those conversion tables. Like the smaller one is just like all the struts combined in on itself. So when it needs to expand out, it just sort of like folds out.
I like it. Earth's space dock's cool. Troy, do you like the Titan?
Troy, did you suggest?
Yeah.
Did you just suggest that it's like a Russian nesting doll? with like the smaller version.
Yeah.
Well,
they
I'm
just
sorry,
build
I didn't
around
mean to
it and then make it look the same. You're good. Yeah. MC, what do you think of the whole the Titan of it all?
I like the look of the newer ships, like in the new shows. Like it, even when they're trying to like show the older ships, like how they've updated it, they tried to keep the heart of what the old shows were doing, but they've we've got better technology now that you can actually like make sci-fi stuff look actually like it's in the future and not just like cardboard and flickering lights.
Right. And you know, I do miss models, but these CG renderings are getting really good. Like I'm happy with it, you know?
Yeah, I've been very impressed by the CG on the new Star Trek shows. I think they are doing a very good job.
Hey Troy.
Hey Tyler. Hey, what's up?
You just watched season 2. Did the Stargazer get destroyed or like it was fine?
Oh, it was fine at the end.
Okay, because like
but
was
Rios
it...
isn't the captain anymore, so I don't think they have an in on the Stargazer.
Okay, I couldn't remember if like, I thought Seven was maybe on that ship, but she was not in Starfleet at the time, right? Maybe.
Right. Well, Picard gave her a duty commission at the end to negotiate with the Borg.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Which I don't know if that was her in to getting into Starfleet or not. The Stargazer is cool. I like that version of the Stargazer. It was a shame that it was not cool in the show, like at all, because the whole show was set in the past in a period that Star Trek had returned to before, and everyone was excited because they're like, it's going to connect to Deep Space Nine. And then it didn't in any single way because season 2 of Picard sucks. Sorry, Eric. there's another important part of the Titan we've got to talk about, which is the helmsman on the Titan.
Make it better.
It's a LaForge. And MC, yeah, tell the listeners why this is so exciting.
Because Make It Burden is LeVar Burden's daughter. So
and she's playing Geordi's daughter.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's so cool. I found out about this just, I think, last week.
I love
she posted a picture on Twitter of them standing side by side and said, this is the first image of my dad and I in uniform together. And I was like, what? His daughter's in the show?
And it's actually, it's Geordi's daughter. Is LeVar Burton's. It's just, it makes me happy.
Seems like nepotism to me, but.
It is, but it's nepotism.
But it's fun nepotism.
It's fun nepotism, it's fun. Exactly. But, well, specifically in a show like Picard, where for as much as I am frustrated by the fact that Picard is a show that does not remember one season into the next, like, at all.
It does
the
feel
whole
like
show
Picard
seems to be
fiction.
About family. And the fact that the whole show seems about family. Exactly like Fast and the Furious means that bringing in some real world nepotism feels appropriate.
I was really surprised that Riker remembered that he had a daughter.
Yeah, what's up with that? Yeah. Riker, Picard's like, I'm sorry to pull you away from your family. And Riker's like, oh, they hate me now. That's how I read that.
Like, I don't think he actually
a lot happened during season two.
I think it's just like, no, I think it's just like they have an entire planet to themselves. I think they only see each other. He's like,
well, there's also
yeah, I
Captain
think they would
what's
like
his
if
name?
I got out of here for a little bit. Who?
Yeah.
Captain, what's his name? Captain Foreshadow, who doesn't actually come into play? No, from season one of Picard. Remember the daughter's always talking about Captain, what's his name's on the planet, and he's got a ship, and he's going to be super important because we mentioned his name like 18 times, and then nothing happens with it because that show doesn't understand what foreshadowing is.
Was she not just talking about Picard?
No, there's a fucking captain in the goddamn planet in the stupid episode of Picard season one. Just Google that shit. I'm gonna set up a soundboard, guys. I've been saying that for 2 years now, but I actually found out how to do it. So I'm gonna get us a soundboard set up and we're gonna be able to just hit those cues as we go.
I'll have to correct you, Troy. It's closer to almost 4 years ago you were talking about getting a soundboard.
MC? Shut up. To quote Picard. Is that what he said? He said there was a part where Will's throwing shit at Picard and he's like, shut it. And I laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
While I look at this, I'm just going to say that I want to talk about the Riker of it all. I think the stuff, the fact that he seems like he's estranged from his family, at least that's how he's taking it, is that's another sad character. Picard, listen. Listen, Picard, Picard the show, you're starring the oldest man in the world, and he's very sad. You don't need to have so many other sad characters.
I don't know. I really like that scene between Riker and Picard on the shuttle where, like, Riker's complaining about his knees and Picard's hands shaking or whatever.
That was
like,
great.
Well,
that's what I was going to say, though.
I was like, oh, I know they're really? Old. Yeah, I was like, you don't have to tell me they're old. I have eyes.
So the thing about that, no, that I was know, the one time where the show cute. Pointed out that the characters are old, that it actually felt appropriate because it felt like Riker making fun of them for being old, as opposed to yeah. the show making fun of them. And that, like,
exactly.
That scene made me
as
turn
opposed
to Becky
how,
and be like, how
Indiana Jones. Sorry.
Don't start with Indiana. You save that for the other podcast, Derek.
Kingdom of the Crystal.
That show made me turn to Becky and be like, how did they greenlight a show that was going to be about old ass Jean-Luc Picard and not have Riker be second billing on the show? Like, they are so good together. Obviously, he should have been there in every episode from the start.
Yeah.
Rupert Crandall is a male individual who lives on Nepenthe. He lives across the lake. He claims to have been everywhere from Kronos to Tychon's Rift, and he has a starship. And Kestra Troy Riker talks about him so many times, and then you need a spaceship to show up at the end of the show with Riker on it to save the day, and you're going to be like, it's going to be Captain Crandall's ship, and it's fucking not.
Wasn't it the Titan?
Yes, yeah. It was the Titan.
It was. No, it wasn't actually. It was the, not Shenzhou. It was a different ship because he wasn't the captain of the Titan anymore.
Oh, you're right. It wasn't the Titan.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's about how season one sucks. And so far, season three doesn't suck, which makes me very happy.
I disagree.
Oh, okay. Tyler,
everything's
go ahead.
Sad.
Everything is sad.
Yeah, I choose to believe that Riker was making Jung a joke
Ho.
When he said his family
USS
hates
Jung
him.
Ho.
But
sorry.
If his family does hate him, they're sad. And then I can't wait to find out what's wrong with Geordi. Like, from the pictures, he has eyes. So
that's cool.
Maybe something's got to be wrong.
Why is that wrong?
Huh? Well, like, maybe now he looked in the mirror and he hates how he looks. They'll do something stupid.
Tyler, what movies have you seen?
No, he hasn't seen that movie.
Have you not seen any of the Next Gen movies?
Yeah.
No.
No, he saw exactly one of them. Insurrection.
Geordi had eyes.
And then when I saw Geordi got, like, he could see for a little bit, but then he went blind again.
Oh, right. Yeah, Geordi just has eyes, and that's just, he just has eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Starting with the movies.
Well, kind of. He has contacts. He has, like, cybernetic contacts.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have human eyes, but... He doesn't have a visor, I guess is what I should say. Do you know, I think it's the last movie, the director of the movie asked LeVar Burton what kind of alien he was because
yeah,
he got eye
that
contacts.
Really pisses me off every time I think about it.
I can't wait to watch that movie. That's going to be a fun shit show.
Yeah, so
I can
we
wait.
Guess
I think
what's
I can wait. I
sad
think we
about...
should. But what's up?
Oh, I was just going to say, do you guys want to, like, guess what's sad about all of the TNG characters that we haven't seen yet? Like Worf, Geordi.
Well, Deanna's sad because she's going through a rough divorce with her verbose. And that's not the word I meant. Riker was out, like, fucking holograms to jazz music. And Deanna caught him and it really bummed her out. And so now they're going through a divorce. That's my guess there.
Okay.
She was like, again with the holodeck, Riker? Come on. The holo... Wait,
I could see...
wait, let me... Wait, I'm going to do one more take of that.
Okay.
Because he was Riker. Like, Riker, he's a big hedonist. And so he'd just be fucking everybody in the holodeck. And so when she caught him, she said, again with the holodeck, Riker? Come on.
And then I'm going to guess that Worf is sad. Because his son that's bad at everything is finally able to beat him because he's old.
That's pretty good.
Do you think we see Martok when we see the house of could see Martok in this show? That's feasible, right?
Yeah, I think it is. That could be amazing.
He's still around.
He's
we
probably
saw his
the
skull
emperor
in the shit timeline.
Yeah, that was the shit timeline though.
Do you think we'll see Janeway? Janeway got name dropped in this episode.
She did get name dropped, and she's obviously involved with the Star Trek complex because of Prodigy. So,
yeah.
I really want to see some DS9 characters show up this season. I know we're getting a lot of TNG people, but like, come on,
hey, you're getting
DS9 folks.
Did you notice, Eric, that there was one of the bridge officers on the Titan had like resting Odo face?
I did not catch
that. I don't think they were supposed to be a changeling, because if they were supposed to be a founder, you can't just put that in the background. That opens up so many questions. So I assume they weren't supposed to be, but they looked a lot like a founder to me.
Yeah, no, I totally missed that one. I saw there was a couple Trill, you know?
Yeah.
But that's pretty common, I guess, because it's pretty easy makeup for aliens.
Have we seen, what's his name? Eric's from the animated series? Have we seen one of those guys in non-J.J. Abrams Trek?
Huh?
The red dude with the third arm out of his chest?
Oh, that guy.
Because
no,
I think he was in the background of a shot in Into Darkness or something like that.
I feel like he'll show up in Strange New Worlds.
That would be cool.
Yeah, actually, that character would be really could cool. show up.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so neat.
I think there may have been one of those in Lower Decks, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's a weird
design.
I forget that
Lower Decks is real Star Trek.
kind of, yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, it's the only time we actually saw the Titan was in Lower Decks. The first Titan.
Right.
The OG Riker Titan.
Worf is sad because his son kicks his butt.
Mm-hmm.
Riker and Deanna are sad because of a divorce. Crusher's sad because she's trying to get murdered by scorpion assassins who have a different face every time they show up. That was a weird and unsettling detail.
Yeah,
who are we missing? Oh, Geordi. Geordi's sad because of his eyes, is what Tyler thinks. Do you think Geordi is... So we've seen future Geordi involved with Starfleet in an episode of Voyager that I don't think Tyler has watched. So, oops, sorry. But Geordi stays in Starfleet. So, I know, like I said, I saw a picture of him and her in uniform. But do you think Geordi and her have, like, a cool relationship being, like, legendary Starfleet captain and daughter? Or is that maybe an estranged relationship, and that's why Geordi's sad? He's like, I wanted you to stay safe and not join Starfleet.
Yeah, I didn't get the vibe that they have a bad relationship just because, you know, like she was like, you know, amazed to see like Picard and Riker. So I feel like, I don't know, she wouldn't have any interest in them if her and her father weren't close and like she got told stories and stuff.
Oh, fuck, Tyler, I just got so sad.
I'll tell you what.
I was trying to think of who we were missing. I was like, who haven't we talked about why they're going to be sad? And I was like, we haven't talked about why Data is going to be sad. And I was like, oh, that's because Data's fucking dead. And then I was like,
again.
Oh, goddamn, Brett Spiner's on the fucking poster, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I don't want to see him play another character. I'm so tired of Brett Spiner being new characters.
There is one character that we haven't seen in a long time that will probably be making an appearance in this season.
Played Eric, if Brett you're Spiner. Suggesting that that's lore.
Mm-hmm. Of course I am. I've been saying lore. Lore's, yeah, man. They've been saving it.
I still haven't seen lore.
That would
be
fucking cool.
That's what's really, that's what's really funny.
It's 100% lore. There was a scene in one of the trailers where he does the lore smile.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah, if you're going to bring him back
rad.
One
I'm
last
watching
time,
the
that's
trailers,
the way to
I
do
know.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
I'm excited, man. It is funny, though. Tyler keeps somehow missing, like, the most important episodes that Picard keeps referencing, you know? Like, season one, we never watched, well, I can't say the titles of it, but there was that one episode that the entire season was based on,
And then season two referenced like 6 different things that we didn't see. And then season 3 is probably going to reference a whole bunch more that we haven't seen. So I'm excited. Yeah, I have to talk around a lot of stuff.
What if Riker and Troy are splitting up because Troy was banging Riker's like transport clone thing?
Oh, you know he has a transport clone? Yeah, you don't even know about him.
How do you know he has a transport clone?
It was referenced in Lower Decks.
Shit, I was about to tell you to take your headphones off, Tyler, but I don't have to because you know he has a transport clone. What if that's not Will?
Oh my god.
What if it's Thomas?
What if this season is all about evil duplicates? Shit. And that's Thomas Riker. We're going to get lore. This isn't Picard, motherfucker. It's Bane. Bane's in this one, and you didn't even know.
I forgot Tom Hardy Picard? Yeah, I was going to say Shenron because I forgot what is. It's something like that.
Yeah. We really got to watch Nemesis soon. We've spoiled everything about it by now.
Did we talk about the rape?
Nope.
No.
Oh, there's rape in it. There's rape in Nemesis because there's nothing Star Trek likes more than to make Troy get raped.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's uncomfortable.
Sorry. I know. It pisses me off so goddamn
much. I was
going to
reference something a little lighter, the Booty Planet. There's a whole Booty Planet referenced in Nemesis, which is why I thought it could kind of, you know, fit into this season really well. Yeah. There's a whole freaking conversation about it.
I do not remember a Booty Planet.
Like, clothes aren't allowed
referenced
on this planet. Yeah.
I have no memory of that.
It's like towards the beginning of the movie, and everyone forgets about it because the movie becomes so serious after that. But it's like one of the funniest things.
You can't go in the box. Don't go in the box, Chewie.
Don't go in the box, Chewie.
Chewie's trying to go in my microphone box.
Don't go in the box, Chewie. It's not for you. Hey, can you all hear me? Because it says I'm disconnected.
It just said
it's still recording, right?
For me, it yeah. Oh,
okay. Same.
It just said it disconnected from the server for a bit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it's okay though.
I think that's all I got. Oh, I'm annoyed that the two plots didn't connect, but I kind of referenced that earlier, that we kept jumping to Raffi, and I'm like, what does this have to do with anything? I wish they had just saved that for an episode where there was actually a conclusion to the story, because there's like two completely distinct plots here that have nothing to do with each other, and neither of them came to like an interesting conclusion for me.
Well, yeah, so I want to talk about Beverly stuff whenever.
Oh, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, was there so how do you guys feel about the opening?
In
like when Beverly's just like shooting people.
Shooting some dudes in the chest.
Some dude. Yeah.
It was weird because it didn't feel very Beverly, which was compounded by the fact that Beverly Crusher, Gates McFadden, who's a wonderful human being from everything I've heard, has had a lot of work done. I did not realize that was Beverly Crusher for like longer than I should have.
I recognized her from the poster, but
she was looking pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. Like, I don't know why we had to start out with a doctor shooting people. That's strange.
Yeah, that does
I think
feel
it was meant to be
very
shock
out
value
of character. Yeah.
Why do you think they're chasing her? Is her son actually her son, or is it like a sentient robot from the future, or a clone, or a genetically engineered superhuman?
Well, that's the thing. So they obviously want us to think that it's her and Picard's son.
Is it her son?
Fuck,
or
that didn't even occur
like
to me, Tyler.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Because Picard's like, I haven't seen Beverly in how old are you, son?
Yeah.
A long 9 months.
So you think they banged at the end of Nemesis?
I think they banged throughout Nemesis. Did you see Picard in that movie? He was looking ripped.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Seeing his
Can
younger
we pause
self
for a
really
second and talk about Guinan's arms in season 2? Because holy shit, Guinan's arms in season 2. Okay, anyway, Eric, go ahead. Guinan's arms in season 2?
What?
Young Guinan.
Young Guinan.
Buff Guinan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's awesome. I forgot what I was going to say. It's probably not important. Moving on.
Oh, hey, Troy, how'd you like the fact that Guinan aged herself just to make everybody else feel comfortable?
Okay. Tyler, here's the thing about season two of Picard. They're like, all right, we're going to go on a time-hopping adventure, but you know what? Fuck Elnor, we're going to murder him. Fuck Soju, we're not going to bring her on the journey. But we are going to have... Oh, and also fuck... whatever Soong version we're on, he doesn't get to come on the show. But we're going to cast all three of those actors in similar roles in the past so that they can still be here. Now, for Guinan, a character who we've seen in multiple timelines and is always Whoopi Goldberg, we're going to have Whoopi Goldberg in the show, but then we're not going to have Whoopi Goldberg play Guinan in the past. That's fucking stupid. We've seen Guinan before 2024, and you know what she looked like? She looked like goddamn Whoopi Goldberg is what she looked like.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. I like the new chick, though. Yeah. But yeah, they
she was great. The new chick was great, but it was weird that you like had actors playing characters. Oh, and also Picard's Romulan servant slash wife. She was also recast to play a different character. So you had four different characters who were like, we're going to have them still be in the show, even though their character's not in the show. And then Whoopi Goldberg, you have two different actors playing the same character. That wouldn't bother me if those other four characters you hadn't done that with.
Yeah, and like really like the younger Guinan wasn't even like in the show that much. So, like, I feel like they could have afforded to have Whoopi Goldberg DH for that, right?
Yeah. Or just, I thought it was, I didn't care that Guinan was older looking in the future, whatever. I cared that they recast her for the past. That's the part that bothered me.
Oh, I totally agree. It was definitely choices.
Speaking of faces... For season two, I need to yell about one more thing, which is that the idea of Agnes fixing the Borg with love is absolutely dumb, but whatever, I can get past that. The scenes where Agnes was talking to the Borg Queen and they actually had her split out, so like everybody else sees Agnes as the Borg Queen, but when they're talking, you have Agnes standing there talking to the Borg Queen but that doesn't make any sense because the Borg Queen's face is a person she assimilated. So she wouldn't look like that. If you're going to split it out and have it be like, this is their psyches talking to each other, the Borg Queen shouldn't look like the previous host of the Borg Queen. She should look like a pile of Borg parts or a hive mind or a weird glowing energy or something. She shouldn't just look like the previous Borg Queen. That's not how that works. That's fucking stupid. It should have just been Agnes talking to Agnes. Or it should have been Agnes talking to a computer.
But it was all happening in Agnes's mind, right? So maybe she just saw her as she saw her?
But it was Agnes's mind and the Borg Queen's mind merged together. So if you're going to split them apart, you can't have the Borg Queen look like who she looked like before. That's not what her face is to her. That's what her face is to everybody else. See what I'm saying? She's faceless. She doesn't have a face. The Borg Queen doesn't look in the mirror and put on her makeup each day. She doesn't know what her face looks like. I always bothered me in The Matrix when they talk about the residual self-image thing. I'm like, yeah, I have a mole on one side of my face under my ear. And you know what? I can't ever see it. I forget it's there. If I went into The Matrix, would that mole still be there? It probably wouldn't be because I forget it's there.
So back to season three. I don't know what to say to that. So yes, seasons one and two were kind of a mess. I enjoyed them for what they were, but I totally get all the fan complaints. That said, I'm really excited for this final season because I think that the TNG crew really deserves a good finale. And I know, Troy, you have thoughts on this, but I honestly think they deserve it, you know, especially after Nemesis, you know.
Yeah, I just that thought process for this season, I think, is very fair. I do like the conclusion of the show Next Gen, but like you said, the movies do exist and they're not as good. There's not a good send off there.
Yeah. The final episode of TNG is probably my favorite. Like, so I'm there with you. Like, it's great. And I don't know if they can ever top it. But considering how the TNG movies kind of went,
It feels like, you know, they deserve something better for their ending.
I think the reason I'm not as enthusiastic about that yet, and if it's good, I'm hoping that it is, and I like it so far, but the reason I'm not as enthusiastic about that idea is because I thought that's what Picard was going to be when they first announced the show. And the fact that now they're doing that three seasons in feels like they're scrambling. And so I don't know that I trust them to pull it off. Because if this was their idea originally, I would have been really excited about it. But having seen how season one and two of Picard were and how they didn't give me what I wanted for a continuation of Jean-Luc Picard's story, I'm not sure that I trust them to pull that off now.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. It is kind of interesting though, looking back, it seems like season one was more about like an epilogue to Data's story, and then season two was all about Q. And Picard was almost like a secondary character in that one. But it really feels like they kind of got the right idea this time, because it is, well, you know, it's going to be about Picard's final mission. We all know that. So, you know, it seems like, I don't know.
You think they're going to kill him again? They got the whole crew. They have killed him every season so far.
You know, I kind of hope they don't. You know, I mean, there's going to be a lot of finality, but that doesn't necessarily mean they got to kill him. They don't have to pull a Logan here. You know, it's like, yeah.
What if he dies to save his son, Eric?
God damn it.
Eric's a son?
I do think that might be the case. It almost felt too obvious because her son had a British accent, which again doesn't make any sense because he's French.
He did have a British accent.
Like over the top.
Eric, I think
British
you mean
accent.
A French accent.
Yes. Space French. 24th century French.
Yeah. Fuck that, Dean. I'm so goddamn dumb. How did I even think of that? I was like, oh, interesting. He's picked up Beverly's British accent. Will Wheaton never did that. But no, he hasn't, because she doesn't have a British accent.
you had me so confused there. I was like, wait, Beverly has a British accent?
Well, she didn't talk a lot in this episode, okay? She was in a box most of the time.
Okay, so here's my fan theory. Star Trek Insurrection. That's the one where they got down. Because remember Picard was like feeling it, you know, like he did his
groovy little dance
planet. Yeah, I think it happened like right after that scene.
But was
that's my headcanon.
Then she was pregnant through Nemesis.
Wait,
or did she go off and have a secret baby before Nemesis?
That one.
Secret baby man.
So yeah, do you guys have any other thoughts, or just want to throw out how we feel about this season going forward in general?
I have too many thoughts. Someone else go.
MC! I am hopeful, but at the same time, after seeing the last few seasons of Picard and just like how they've stumbled along, I'm just going to take it episode from episode and see how it goes, to be honest. I'm hoping for the best and
that's a good approach.
Not expecting much.
Is Will Wheaton going to show up and have weird competitive issues with Beverly's new baby?
It's weird that you're calling like a 30-year-old man a baby.
I mean, it's her baby.
Yeah.
He'll always be her baby.
Do you think Dr. Crusher gets on to Wesley for never calling her, even though he's a time cop now?
Do you think that her son's name is Jack and he's actually a clone of Jack Crusher and she's raising him as her own child? And then she go, fuck him.
No, don't go there.
So before it was revealed that it was her son, like, I assumed this guy was going to be like her, like, young
her boo
lover, and that's what I thought.
Hey,
I wanted her to have his grandma's libido.
Hey, Tyler,
I just wanted her to have her grandma's libido. That's all,
Tyler. We don't know that it's not that too.
She could. The son thing could have just been a deflection. That could have been a lie. Just trying to.
No, it is her son, genetically cloned Jack Crusher, who she fucks. She gave birth to him, and she has sex with him.
And his name is Jack Crusher. That you ever said that? Wow. Okay. What are we watching?
I'm not like this around other people. It's just you guys.
I think that's the porn parody version.
Oh no.
Oh, do you think Ro will show up? I mean, she won't. But wouldn't it be cool if Ro showed up?
No, it wouldn't be.
Fuck you, Eric.
It's too late for that.
What about Tasha?
What about Barkley?
Like that one time on Star Trek porn.
Oh, shit. Tyler
Tasha's
hasn't met...
evil sister could show up.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, we're doing the evil clone thing this season. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Evil doppelgangers. Mm-hmm.
Riker's got a brother who's an asshole sometimes. I mean, not Riker. Worf. Worf has a brother who's an asshole sometimes.
Oh.
Huh.
He's not like a villain, but he's kind of an asshole.
I do have one more thought on the episode before we go. The last shot with that ship, that alien ship that looks like a fucking tarantula or something. I don't know. It's like got the, it's really predator like, you know, the mandibles. Mm-hmm.
It's really pointy. It looks like two batlets fucking.
Did that design remind you of any other alien ships we've seen in Star Trek before?
Honestly, for me, it actually reminded me of Animorphs more than Star Trek's, because the way that K.A. Applegate describes some of the alien ships in Animorphs, she describes them as having points to them and sections that are like an axe sticking out and stuff like that. So I was like, that looks like in my head what some of the ships from the Animorphs would look like.
It also kind of looks like Nero's ship.
It does.
Mm.
I think that's just because we saw the protrusions coming out of the smoke first.
Yeah. So you guys want to hear my theory?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Ferengi are the bad guys this season.
It does kind of look like two Ferengi ships that have been sharpened and glued together.
Doesn't it? Like, look at the center part of that ship. It looks like one of the old school Ferengi ships, but then it looks more menacing because it's got all the spikes on it.
Uh-huh.
Also looks a little bit Cardassian.
Are we going to see the Ferengis actually be the villains they were intended to be from the very beginning?
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Instead of a comedy race.
Scary Ferengi. With
bringing it full circle. Dude, what if they bring up the whole... oh my god, I just blew my own mind just now. You know how we were all complaining about season one of Picard and how like the Federation became like a capitalist dystopia? Mm-hmm. It was a Ferengi plot. They infiltrated and fucked everything up. Maybe they even altered the past. So maybe the whole thing is going to be... Well, that too.
Oh, yeah. The Romulans did infiltrate in season one.
Yeah. And that's why they're bad.
Was Picard... Why was his Romulan wife slave in the past? Why did that need to be there? And why did he only realize he loved his Romulan wife slave after he met her like great-great-grandma? And he's like, your great-great-grandma was pretty cool. I kind of fell in love with her, and now I'm transferring that love onto you.
Well... he just had to deal with his mommy and daddy issues, and then he was open for love.
It bothers me that Gaius Baltar was introduced into Star Trek canon, and he played a daddy of a Star Trek character, and the Star Trek character who he played a daddy of wasn't Julian Bashir, because those two motherfuckers look exactly the same.
Yeah, I was like, why is Bashir in this? I literally thought that was Bashir at first, and then I realized, oh, it's Baltar. Oh, wow. Yeah, if they were standing next to each other, I don't know if I would be able to tell them apart. And I know that's terrible.
They can't stand next to each other because they are actually the same actor.
The same person. Yeah. They're both great.
I've never seen the two of them in the same place.
Everything, but I get them mixed up constantly. Yeah.
There's a picture somewhere on the internet.
The Nazis made propaganda.
No, they've actually come out and talked about it as well, about how they kind of do look alike.
And sound alike.
That's neat. they are alike.
Anyways,
I'm hopeful. Watching season two today was a real bummer for me. And like I said, I acknowledge that I didn't give it a fair shake because I went in with low expectations and I didn't pay much attention to it. But even with that, it was kind of a bummer. And then watching season three, episode one, I was like, all right, this seems cool. I'm kind of on board with this.
And the Elkar's outro.
I'm too frustrated by like how unconnected the seasons are. I just don't care anymore. Yeah. I want it to be done.
I was very annoyed by him being like, I want to go on an adventure. And I'm like,
you just
went
on an adventure last week, dumbass.
You've been on so many adventures and you're too old to keep going on adventures.
Maybe he has dementia.
Oh no.
I'm so frustrated by this entire show because they made him a goddamn robot for no fucking reason.
Yeah, he is a robot.
He's a robot for no reason. Like they could have made the slightest improvements.
Mentioned it once.
The ending of the first season, they basically like pitched like, oh, he's gonna go on adventures with this new crew, and then the next season they're like, well, fuck them, everyone's dead and or now a Borg.
I mean, literally every season of this show has started with Picard being like, I'm tired of being on this vineyard, I want to go on an adventure. All three seasons start that way.
Except for this time, he doesn't have his dog.
What? Oh, yeah. Aw. What if all of this is a holodeck adventure? Just like Star Trek Enterprise.
What if all of Star Trek Picard takes place in the same week?
Well, season two took place seconds, so...
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. Oh, my God. This show's bonkers, guys. I love it though.
Time travel dream.
I just want it to be over. Like, we have Strange New Worlds now. We don't need this garbage.
Yeah.
Well, they gotta wrap it up, you know, for us old fogies.
But they don't, Eric, because there's nothing to wrap up because this show has no continuity.
Yeah, they wrapped up everyone's arc last season.
And the season before that.
The only people they didn't wrap up their arcs is Elnor and Soji, who they wrote out of the show. So
I'm excited for season three. I wish I didn't know as much as I did about it already. Like, I've had a lot of stuff spoiled for myself, but it's pretty funny how they are tying so much together that like was never connected, you know, because
I know
TNG's
delightfully
pretty episodic.
Nothing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think haven't you're watched a single trailer.
Surprised. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. And what about you, MC? What do you think?
He already said what he thinks.
Yeah.
We started with MC.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, that's right.
Good handoff, except... listeners, you'll have to check in later to see if we do a wrap-up episode, because we're not covering this week to week, right?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh, definitely not. No.
Okay, that's too much
pressure. I think there's only like 7 episodes this season, or is there a full 10?
Well, way too much going on in our lives.
I thought
right
I saw something about 7.
I can find.
I would like a nice short season, honestly.
I wouldn't be surprised, Troy. I'm going to take my headphones off. Damn it.
Sorry, I didn't process what you were saying. The next episode is called Disengage.
Oh. It's going to be about Troy and Riker.
Sexy.
It turns out they weren't married. They're just engaged, and now they're disengaged.
Aww.
Yeah. There's a surprising amount of descriptors. There's descriptors up for the first 4 episodes on IMDb.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, I mean, I now know a lot more about what's happening in this season. Huh.
Oh, shit.
I'm kind of annoyed by that.
Yeah, sorry.
Why you do that, IMDb? Well, that's Picard. Next week on Too Young for This Trek, who knows what episode's coming out? We're only about 7 months behind right now. I recently listened to us talking about 4th of July. But hey, we have fun doing this, and we hope you have fun listening to it. And if you do, let us know on the Twitters or join our Discord. There's probably links for that below. And then, hey, we've got a Patreon if you want to hear even more of our dumb nonsense, like us talking about the Animorphs, or that one movie with Tim Allen that I can't think of the name of, or that one time Star Trek was porn.
Toy Story,
that's the one. That's not it. And yeah, you can do the Patreon for that.
Did you say that one time Star Trek was porn?
I did say that one time Star Trek was porn.
Cool.
That one time porn was Star Trek?
I don't know.
Listen to the Patreon to find out. until then, we're going to beam over to the pointy ship, I think. See who's over there. I can tell you the guy's name because fucking IMDb told me what his name is. So now I know, but I'm not going to tell you because that'd be a spoiler. So instead, we're just going to assume that it's Damon Bach coming back to get his revenge on Picard. Tyler doesn't understand that reference, but some of you do. Forward, beam out.
I'm too old to be doing this shit anymore. I want to go on an adventure, buddy.
Why does he just keeps wanting to go on adventures? He's been on too many adventures.
It's like Bilbo Baggins.
Are you nostalgic for a simpler time?
A time where controllers didn't have so many buttons.
A time where games weren't so overly complicated by so many plot devices.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss my NES.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games. But I didn't have anyone to play with, so I decided to start the Super Switch Club. That's right, a podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library. Games like
Star Fox,
Super Mario World,
Kirby's Dream Land 3,
Echo the Dolphin,
Donkey Kong Country,
The Legend of Zelda,
Castlevania Bloodline,
Super Metroid,
Shining Force,
Balloon Fight,
Punch-Out,
Sonic 2,
F-Zero,
Pokemon Snap,
and so much more.
The Super Switch Club is a podcasters assemble style show from the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network.
A podcast where we peel away the veneer of nostalgia and play some unnecessarily difficult video games, just because our friends are playing them too.
So join us on the Super Switch Club, where you can relive the nostalgia of tearing your hair out over an NES game that loves to troll the shit out of you.
Fantastic. I'm thoroughly looking forward to this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Best of all, you can too.
Head on over to probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub now to learn more.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at probablywork
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.